Welcome back, everybody. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1 WIPR. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us and very glad to welcome back to the show, as we do every Monday morning, our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Morning, Judy.
Good morning, Tom.
So you have been out to the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company and their production of The Three Musketeers. It's in Ellicott City at the beautifully named Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park. I think I told you this when we talked about the Romeo and Juliet that they did this summer. I was out there for the first time to see that show. I'd never seen any of their summer stuff, and it's really quite a nice experience.
Oh, yes.
It's great to go outdoors and check it out. So, of course, the show that they're doing is not quite Shakespeare. It's called The Three Musketeers, of all things. Very famous swashbuckler, perhaps the swashbuckler of all swashbucklers. This seems like a kind of unusual, funky choice for a Shakespeare company. What do you
think? Well, it is and it isn't. There's a lot of swordplay in it, and of course there's tons of swordplay in Shakespeare, and it is adapted from a classic, Alexander Dumas' novel. Chesapeake Shakespeare is using an adaptation by John Chambers, and Chambers makes D'Artagnan's servant, Planchet, the narrator, which is a very nice comic device, especially because there is a lot of plot to wade through in The Three Musketeers. It's set in 17th century France and England, and our hero, D'Artagnan, wants to become one of King Louis XIII's musketeers. He gets caught up in all kinds of intrigues and all kinds of adventures. Brendan Edward Kennedy, who plays D'Artagnan, does a very creditable job. The best performance, however, is by an actor named Keegan Cassidy. He plays Planchet, the servant narrator. And partway into the play, he also takes on the roles of the servant to each of the three musketeers. So this means that he's playing four characters, often in the same scene. And he does it just by changing his wig or his hat or his scarf and his voice, of course. And the actors playing the three musketeers are fine. They're kind of 17th century French frat boys with good hearts. I brought you a little bit of Kevin Allen Brown as one of the musketeers, Athos. In this cut, he is bemoaning his misbegotten love life after he has been unjustly locked in a cellar.
When I was in my youth and she was younger, 16 and as beautiful as the dawn, charming, more than charming, enchanting. So young, yet with the mind of a poet, so pure, so pure. Only this was no dream, this was a living nightmare. Do you know what my enchanting poetess was? My angel was a fiend.
Well, you know, you get locked in a cellar and the mind wanders. Yes. You know, you just think about stuff. It's interesting. You mentioned that the play is, you know, a very complicated plot. I probably didn't read The Three Musketeers. I'm sure I saw a movie of it.
Oh, yes.
And
there's some famous movies.
And I don't remember any plot. I just remember For One, For All,
yes.
You know, The Three Musketeers. That's all I remember. So is this complicated plot in Chesapeake Shakespeare's iteration of it, is it easy to follow? Can you figure it out?
Well, the narrator character, Planchet, helps, but it's not quite enough. I mean, Dumas wrote this as a serial, so it's very action-packed. For Sunday Family Fun Day performances, as Chesapeake Shakespeare calls them, they have an actor come out beforehand and he tells the plot, and that probably helps. And there's a synopsis in the program, but I'm not sure that simplifies things quite enough. I mean, there is so much plot. Besides this main plot about D'Artagnan wanting to become a musketeer, there's also romance. He falls in love with one of the French queen's ladies-in-waiting. She's already married. Meanwhile, the queen is in love with Britain's Duke of Buckingham, and King Louis and Cardinal Richelieu are at loggerheads. Richelieu has a female spy called Milady, who's the villainess of the piece. And all of this is set against the 30 Years' War. So there's
That's a lot of people to keep track of.
Yeah, and a lot of action. I brought you an example of the kind of intrigue that characterizes the play. We're going to hear Lyda Maria Benson as France's Queen Anne, and she's worried that her flirtation with Buckingham is about to be her undoing and possibly France's undoing.
Again, recorded outside in the outdoor production of Chesapeake Shakespeare's Three Musketeers.
This is the moment, the time anticipated when the folly of snatched loving minutes, which used to be worth more than the rest of a life, grins smugly upon me. This is the cold, waking sweat of the small hours. This is the dread, the night my frailty is put on display. This is the night a nation fractures.
And again, we're hearing it recorded in the environs in which they are producing it. You hear the little birds chirping in the background and a few little kids chirping in the background well. So again, the Three Musketeers, it's outside at the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park in Ellicott City. It's a beautiful setting.
You're absolutely right. This is just a beautiful sight. But, Tom, then there's the weather issue when you do something outside. I have to tell you, my first two attempts to see the show were postponed due to rain. And on my third try, when I finally got there, the performance made it through the first act and made it halfway into the second, and then lightning stopped the show. If rain or lightning comes...
Usually it's a good thing when lightning strikes in a show. I mean, I've been on plenty of stages where I wish lightning had struck.
Yes, well, in this case, it wasn't such a good thing. What they normally do, apparently, is if this happens earlier in the show, everyone goes down to the parking lot and some of the actors go with them and the musicians and they entertain the audience and then they come back up. But the rule is that they have to wait half an hour after a lightning strike, and the performance I went to only had half an hour left. So this review is a slightly abridged
So they weren't actually able to finish.
No. But I have to tell you, it did inspire me to do something Shakespearean on my own. Years ago for The Sun, I wrote a takeoff on Shakespeare's Sonnet 18, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day? And that was about attending outdoor plays in ungodly hot weather. Well, this time my inspiration was rain. I'd love to share
that. Terrific. So we get a Judy Russick sonnet as an extra added, this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, at no extra charge here on Marilyn Moore. All right. Judy Russick channels William Shakespeare.
Yes, with apologies to Shakespeare's 29th sonnet, When in Disgrace with Fortune and Men's Eyes. Here we go. When in disgrace with weather and dark skies, I and the cast beweep our soggy state, and trouble rumbling heaven with our cries, and look upon the stage and curse blind fate. Wishing us free of lightning's deadly stroke, no rain delays, of this we are obsessed, desiring balmy skies, not torrents soak, with what we most enjoy, contented least. These summer storms we find ourselves despising. Weather.com, the sight we've learned to hate, like break of day without the sun arising. Oh, weather gods, forestall another rain date, for once to see a play all the way through. Shakespeare, how did you do it? Wish I knew.
Well, as Gomez used to say, ah, Morticia, when you speak French, it drives me wild. That's fantastic, Judy. Thank you so much. A sonnet by J. Wynn Russick. And by the way, the lightning aside, assuming the sun stays out for the remaining performances, does the Chesapeake Shakespeare's Three Musketeers generate its own heat and light?
I'd have to say yes and no. It's a very large cast, co-directed by Ian Gallagher and Patrick Kilpatrick, and the staging is not really focused enough. And the performances, particularly in the secondary roles, are very uneven. In the end, the production felt to me more like a period version of one of today's popular action-adventure movies than a piece of classic literature. But as you say, Tom, in clear weather on a starry night, on a sunny afternoon, it's always pleasant to spend some time seeing a show in that setting. And this is true here, too.
All right. Terrific. And thank you for being so intrepid and sticking with it three different tries. All right. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick, we shall see you next week. Thanks so much.
See you then.
Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's production of The Three Musketeers is there until July 24th over at the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park in Ellicott City. Details on our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. That's it for us this morning. Coming up Wednesday, Focus on the Counties, our series with county executives from the contiguous counties and counties around Maryland. We'll talk on Wednesday with Anne Arundel County Executive Steve Hsu, and I'll speak with James Magruder. He's a Baltimore-based author who's got a new novel called Love Slaves of Helen Hadley Hall. No relation, by the way. For Nathan Sterner and the Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. The Writer's Almanac is up next. Have a great day.